Previously on Are We Dead Yet?
What happened?
You got bit by a vampire and Gouda saved us all because he's a badass.
Could we maybe like nap and see? I mean, it's going to start like going sideways a little bit, like tilting to the side.
Is there anywhere safe we could go for some shelter at least? Maybe rest up and then set out again?
As your light finally manages to touch the edge of this complex here, and it looks like a small stone cabin. You both are sitting with your backs to the fireplace there. You guys are suddenly jerked awake with this feeling of a kind of like an impending dread, like a nightmarish, like you just woke up from a nightmare. And you both turn to see Damien kind of tossing in his sleep, sweat kind of breaking out from him, and he looks like he's having a bad time.
Oh, it's just wolves.
I don't like
this. I'm going to cast Thaumaturgy and say, get out of here, you dumb bitch.
Do you just want initiative rolls right now, David?
I sure do. The howling ceases almost immediately, and the door is blown off of its hinges inward. A being kind of seems to hobble forward, looking humanoid. As it gets closer, you make out a grotesque, wilted, balding head with long, wispy gray hairs coming from it. Green skin with boils and warts covering the outside. Lyra and Zimfer take 26 damage as lightning erupts from the end of this,
Jesus Christ.
Are you guys even alive? Staff,
I'm still alive.
And blasts through the cottage, blowing out the back wall. No sooner that you see the witch from outside suddenly vanish.
In a world of goblins, monsters, and demons, many questions are asked, but few are answered. When a group of heroes rises up to answer the call of adventure, they'll find themselves asking and answering the same question again and again.
Yeah.
Yay!
As soon as she disappeared, you would have been able to move.
Woo!
As soon as she left your line of sight, you felt the spell dissipate.
I was so useful, you guys. I was so useful.
Gouda begins stretching.
Do you got cool electrical burns now?
I'm going to go
your
with
hair is all...
Yeah, well, he doesn't have much hair.
Oh, right. That's right.
His eyebrows get singed off now.
Yeah, I'm going to say he's maybe his eyebrows are a little smelly.
Well, that was interesting.
Okay, so we know what's been bothering us at night.
It's a hag.
Yeah, that old lady.
Yeah.
We should go find it and punch.
I don't think she liked me calling her a bitch.
No. And then she paralyzed me.
To be fair, she kind of was a bitch.
I mean, yeah, objectively.
So what now?
Well, I should probably heal all of us because we're to take a bit of a beating.
I'm good, actually. I just was paralyzed for a while.
I could use a nap.
I would like a long rest, yes. I'd like to sleep some more.
Same.
Well, just in case we get attacked again, I'm going to take 10 minutes and cast Prayer of Healing on everybody.
Okay.
So that's 2d8 plus my spellcasting modifier. Everyone heal 14 points.
Sweet. That actually
puts me at max.
Puts me back on top. Thank you.
Yeah. Do you guys think she has Master Welgar?
Honestly, at this point... I don't give a shit about Master Welgar anymore. I think I just kind of want to go back to the city. It's been a long ride. And you know what? I'm kind of tired of it.
I'm going to cast Cure Wounds on myself.
Okay.
Did he not heal you enough?
So Josh healed you. Did you get that?
Yeah. I'm up to 27 out of 44.
You have 44 health?
Yeah.
You have 44. You doubled pretty much... all of our health.
I have 39.
Damn.
I also have 44. I've rolled really well.
Jesus.
I've rolled about average.
Jonathan!
That's an average of 11 health a level. Like.
Well, yeah, 8
that's
plus
brutal.
3. I've rolled max each time.
That's nuts.
Wow.
So you healed everybody.
Yeah.
You're both standing in a dark cabin again.
Three fresh bodies.
I'm going to pull the bodies outside.
Okay.
Lay them on the ground. Perfect. Now the cabin's not going to smell.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you guys just rest again?
I mean, what else is there to do?
Yeah, I mean, otherwise we're going to march in the middle of the night out of here. I mean,
yeah.
In the middle of darkness again, because I'm assuming it's still dark.
Yeah, there's a Lyra-shaped cloud of smoke just gone. No.
Do we know what the monsters were?
Oh, we have their corpses. I
mean, if anybody wants to roll me some nature on the specifics.
I will.
Let's
do
go,
that.
Nature boy.
The nature man.
Come on, nature daddy.
Nat 20.
Jackalwares.
Awesome. I know exactly what they are.
You rolled a nat 20?
Yep.
Okay. So you know what the creatures were. And then based on that and what you saw the witch type thing do, you can confirm that it was in fact a hag. You do not know how she got here. But you would probably blame her for the plaguing of the forest and also understand that the jackalwares operate as servants for her and that other creatures probably do the same here.
She's also probably the vampire's girlfriend.
Probably.
Why would he pick such an ugly girlfriend?
They can disguise themselves.
Oh, so she was a hot vampire lady in disguise.
I think we found the source of our corruption, boys.
Oh, what's that?
I don't know what to say. I was going to say that thing that we just fought.
Nah.
You mean that bitch?
The bitch.
I don't even care anymore. I don't care. I don't give a shit. I think we should get out of the forest, actually, at this point. Damien's just
done.
Pacing around.
Damien's like... done.
Damien should be done at this point. It makes sense.
You have determined what is ailing you and this forest at the moment. And you're all healed. And you're resting in what's left of this
left of this cabin.
Yes, please. Long rest. I don't want to keep taking minus five.
Okay. Lyra takes her watch along with Harold's last bit of watch here while everyone else kind of curls up behind them in the corner. I'm not going to say you rest well, but...
we rest.
You gain the benefits of a long rest.
All right.
Yay!
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 Cool. So Lyra has an idea. You know what small towns like Saltmarsh really hate? Witches.
Uh-huh.
You know what happens when small towns find a witch?
What?
They get a little burn happy.
Oh.
So what if we just go back to town?
Uh-huh.
Tell them there's a hag in the forest. And then let them deal with it. We go take care of the lizards.
I have other idea. We're going to go find the witch and punch it.
I was going to say Auden. Zinfer and his shit-ass force behalf, when villagers get burny,
excuse me,
they burn everything, so they would probably burn the shit-ass forest down, too.
Maybe they should burn the forest.
And they are kind of racist.
Isn't the forest dead, though? It's already
I
dead.
Your comments.
It's dying.
But it's pretty much dead, right?
Despite your comments, I agree.
The villagers would probably try to burn out the witch and the forest.
Because haven't you heard that if you burn a forest down, like parts of the forest down, like the regrowth is better? I think it might have to happen.
But those are natural forest fires.
Natural, not natural?
Not
this forest
villagers.
Is dying. It's dying. Dead everywhere.
That's why we're here. We're the ones to save it.
We are the natural wildfire.
And it's magically supposed to get better again after it's dying?
Don't you when you get sick?
I don't know if that's how it works.
What's the play?
I'm going to say we track the witch, we hunt that bitch down, and we punch her head off.
I can call out to her again. That seemed to work last time.
I say we head to the Firbolg village.
Okay.
Let them know that we've identified what the problem is, and maybe they can help us out in like gearing us up to fight the witch.
That's not a bad idea.
Can we also search for any of the werejackals or whatever the hell they were, their tracks?
Yes. So you want to hunt the hag.
Yep.
You want to find his village or the nearby village?
The nearby Firbolg.
Okay. And then you want to track the jackalware. Perfect. You don't need to do anything.
Nope.
And are you specifically tracking?
Well, so do we want to do the village first, or do we want to hunt the hag first?
Well, I'm thinking that if the tracks are in, like, in the same general direction, then we can kind of hit both. But it'd be good to just get a bearing on where we'd need to go.
Okay.
Afterwards.
Survival from you.
I would say we could do a
7.
13.
13.
12.
You do find some tracks. You find the tracks from all of the creatures running around your house. Based on the tracks you see, there were more than what just entered your house. And you make out a few tracks from other creatures that you're not quite sure what they are, but they don't match the jackalware tracks. And then you do catch some more of those tracks that lead off into the northwest of the forest from your position. And that was it, right?
The northwest. Hold on really quick. Oh, they're not beasts, though. They're aberrations or something? Like the jackalwares?
I don't know. Why?
Well, if they're beasts, I could transform into one, and I could also ritual cast locate animals or plants to detect where they are within 5 miles.
These are things I've never seen a druid use at the table before.
What?
The spells he's choosing to use right now.
Oh.
Pretty cool. It'd be useful. I can think of lots of times this would be useful in past campaigns when we had a druid.
Good things paying attention.
And not just focusing on casting lightning.
Okay. Technically, it says humanoid. I don't really know what to do with that, except that, well, it's not a beast.
Humanoid is a separate, like, thing from beast.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is a person turned into an animal, so I wouldn't consider it a beast.
Well, it's more, it's a shape changer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
It doesn't, so I would say that you cannot.
Okay.
Good effort, though. Man. I like that idea.
Moonbeam would have been nice against those.
Moonbeam's pretty sweet.
But yeah, you do have those tracks we talked about before.
Okay.
So I say we prioritize hitting the Firbolg village. Maybe we can get some help.
I agree.
In both tracking and fighting this thing.
And at the very least, they can, like, maybe offer us some kind of forest blessings or something to act as their... as their...
little... Or maybe they'll try and kill us.
Well, wouldn't be the first time.
So I want to take 2 minutes real quick before we go to change out Flaming Sphere with Moonbeam.
Okay.
Dope.
And that's it for me.
And you guys are going to set off and follow those tracks?
Mm-hmm. No, we're headed for the Firbolg Village.
East for the Firbolg Village, I think. It was east.
It is deeper east. So let me try this again. You guys went east into the forest. From your position, which technically it still is east. I'm sorry. I said northwest.
Ah.
Truth be told, you guys do not know where you are.
Oh.
You have traveled in one direction, and it is completely dark. You have left. You cannot find any tracks of yours. So, from your position, following the tracks northwest of the cabin.
How about...
I can levitate up and get a
bearing.
I can levitate... Wait, I got it. I could pick up Zinfer, levitate up, show him the top of the forest, and say, where are we?
Isn't it all pitch black, though?
No, to the break the canopy.
Yeah,
yeah, because I was thinking could cast Skyrite in Druidic to give them a message, but I wouldn't know what to tell them, and then they probably wouldn't even see the sky for the trees.
I kind of like the levitation idea, though, because you should be able to see, right? A lot.
And we'd probably be able to get a good view of, like, where the city is versus where we are.
Kind of figure out where, yeah.
Unless it's foggy, but...
That would be the luck.
But it's not going to hurt to try.
Okay. If Zimfer's down with that.
Sure.
It's also going to take us about 20 minutes because you got to slowly go up.
Oh.
Oh, wait. Yeah, so I can only go 200 feet up.
How tall are these trees?
How tall are these trees?
I don't know, Zinfer. How tall are the trees? You want to roll on that for me?
Sure.
Is anyone good at climbing?
Some nature?
Uh, That is, what is my nature? 12.
While Lyra here is devising her plan, to the best of your knowledge, you think you might be able to reach the tips of these trees. You know that they go hundreds of feet tall. You also, based on your surroundings and being in here, even with these trees dying, it is still so dense, no light is breaking through. You're going to have to fight your way through the trees in order to float to the top.
I'm going to start climbing the tree.
Race to the top.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just going to hang out on the bottom. Like, y'all can have your...
Same.
Well, you have navigator's tools?
He does.
I do. Okay.
Because I could cast spider climb on someone.
Why don't we just do that? Actually, why don't you cast spider climb on yourself?
Yeah.
And then climb the tree and then see what's at the top. So just negate all of her other plans and cast spider climb on himself. Actually, that's fine. But yeah, cast spider climb on yourself, climb to the top, and then get our bearings.
All right. I'm not sure how location or navigationally powerful Zinfer is, but he's going to go for it.
It's his forest, man.
Yeah, he should know a lot.
It's his dying forest. So yeah, I'm going to cast spider climb and climb to the top of one of the trees.
Pull a Bilbo fucking
bag. It lasts for an hour, so hopefully that's long enough to get up there.
I think you'll be fine.
I'll give that to you. You manage to climb your way to the top. It takes a lot of effort here. You're mostly relying on the spell as it's very, very thick. And if it wasn't for the fact you were automatically planted to the tree, you would have slipped several times. Having to break through a lot of the dead wood and what bush is left. When you finally get to the top, you're confused. You see endless tree line ahead of you. And if you, when you go to turn around, it looks as if you have just entered the forest. And there's maybe 100 feet of tree before the open valley.
Hallucinatory terrain.
Well, I'm going to whip the sending stone out of my pocket and report my findings to the party.
Yeah!
Oh, hello?
Come in. Roger, roger. Uh-huh. It looks like we're traveling in a illusory circle.
A what?
We're right on the edge of the forest. Over.
No, we're very far in. What are you saying?
So, without...
Maybe we should have somebody else hold the sending stone.
No, I've
Gouda.
Got it. One more time.
I'm just going to climb down and report the rest.
Not even a goodbye. Not even an over.
I just said over. I said we're right on the edge of the forest. Over.
And Gouda's just standing there like,
hello?
No, we're
hello?
Deep in.
Hello? Huh? Ah.
I don't want to fall halfway down this climb. So I'm going to climb down and...
You take it. This is broken.
If you start falling, I will catch you with levitate.
Well, we entered the forest to the east, so we're about 100 feet from the edge of the forest to our west. And the tracks run northwest.
Let's try this again. The edge of the forest you saw is the bit of forest you entered.
Oh, God. Like, from the start?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, so Eastern we made forest. No progress.
But the entrance would be to our west, right?
Yes.
Yes.
So, and the tracks run northwest.
From the this, they go east. Let's make this easy. They go east.
Okay.
There.
Well, I guess in that case, there's only one way to go.
More east!
Lyra's going to cast Thaumaturgy.
Okay.
And she's going to say, this will be a lot less painful if you come out.
Bitch.
Bitch.
Can hags be... Google search, can hags be goaded by calling them bitches?
Lyra pulls out her iPhone. Siri, how do hags react to being called bitches?
Or we can come in, either way.
What was your line?
This will be a lot easier if you come out.
Cool.
Or we can come
and
in.
And you cast this with thaumaturgy, yeah, so I imagine so it's a booming voice that just echoes through the dead quiet forest. Perfect. And you hear your voice... It doesn't stop echoing. It just keeps going. It's what seems unnaturally long. But there is no response.
Cool.
Well, you guys just
still,
move in?
I mean, if it's still dark, I'm going to cast light on one of my hammers again.
Was it, what time?
When was it daytime? You would have guessed sometime in the evening.
Okay.
Our whole sense of time is out of whack.
I guess it doesn't matter since it's dark in here. We should just move if we're feeling up to it.
We did rest, I think, during the day, hypothetically speaking, so.
Great, now we're on graveyard shift. It's going to take our bodies forever to readjust.
If we could even make it farther into the forest than we're actually at, right?
Without dying immediately, yeah.
We're like a pond away from the freaking entrance we just entered.
What's the marching order?
Yeah, actually, what's the marching order? Because whoever is in front, I'll cast light.
You should
there.
Probably go in front, being the heavy armored.
Okay.
Or Harold should go in the front, because Harold can see the
Harold
boat.
Has
yeah,
dark
that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see. And then we'll all follow behind.
Okay.
I'll light a torch.
You know what? I'll pick up the rear, actually. And that
you guys are all so scared.
That way, if anything attacks our soft, squishy Damien.
Wouldn't
or
you
our
be?
Soft, squishy yeah. Gouda.
I'm hard and squishy.
Huh?
I'm hard and squishy.
Hard and squishy.
No, because I usually pick combat characters, so this is the shit I live for.
Is Gouda going to go second or third?
I have no idea.
I'm guessing.
So you're back.
Damien will be fourth.
Your front will have Damien sandwiched between. I'll go middle, I guess. We'll sandwich you behind him, and then you behind me.
Okay.
Cool. So you guys are marching through the forest, quietly, just silently
like
to yourselves, or
yep, quietly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. You are following the prints, which seem to essentially be heading in the same direction as the. Village that you were trying to locate. And then after a while, it starts to become concerning. All of a sudden, a tree comes into your line of sight here. And as you look up, it looks like some kind of treehouse or some kind of camping type thing.
Yeah.
And it looks weathered and worn away at, like it's been there for ages.
Oh. Zinfer, I see treehouse. It looks old.
Can I examine it?
Or you can't see it, but you would assume this is where your village would be. You know that
his village or the other village?
The village. Well, the village, okay. But yes.
The village. It's like sounds like we're almost there.
Are there still jackalware tracks in front of us?
Yeah. There's still a few sets of tracks there.
This is concerning.
I agree.
Is there a ladder up to the treehouse?
Well, we're still like, 120 feet or so away or something?
Yeah.
Okay. Never mind.
Again, you only know it exists because he told you.
Yep.
Harold can see it.
Oh, is there a ladder or a rope?
I need a perception check that.
Or
we can just keep walking until we get to it.
You don't see one.
I don't see one.
Does it look occupied?
Not for a
long
time. No,
not for some time. It looks weathered, like it's been not used for a while.
There should still be people around here, right? It's not an abandoned village. It's infer.
Do they respond well to people calling them out?
No.
You should probably refrain from calling them bitches.
Not at all. Not outsiders, at least. But truth be told, there are people about. The jackalwares definitely were people once.
Oh, so there should be people here still.
Maybe.
The jackalwares are furballs.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking. Their tracks lead right to the, we think
some
this is
them.
The village. Yeah.
Well, let's keep going, I guess.
Keep on trekking.
Nothing to do but examine.
You guys cautiously move forward into what you assume is the encampment, and it doesn't take very long for you to confirm that Harold here manages to make out several more hut-type buildings. They come up on the ground here, a few more in the trees, what looks like old walkways between some of them. But it all remains in the same condition. It looks unused for centuries, weathered, worn down, kind of like the forest around it.
Hey, Zinfer?
Aye?
When was the last time your village had contact with this one?
Oh, I can't say it's been particularly overlong, but then again, on a Firbolg's time scale.
Because I don't think this village exists anymore.
It does look pretty abandoned right now.
Yeah.
Can I make a nature check to see like how overgrown it is, determine like how long it's been? All right.
Also, is the forest still as dead as it was?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's a 10.
So as you start pouring through some of the huts here and you're kind of checking it out in the surrounding areas, you kind of concur. You're not quite sure what happened to the people here. But you would assume that the same kind of magic that is taking over the forest spread to this village here. And whatever has happened may have just forced the people out. But that is your best case scenario.
So yeah, my village is in the northeast, and these guys are like southwest.
Yeah, this isn't your village. This is just a...
But they're like southwest of my village or something.
Yeah.
Like, I never really liked the southwesterners. They're kind of pricks, but I wouldn't want this to happen to them. Hopefully they made it out. It looks like this place hasn't been occupied in... At least, I don't know, did I get like a time scale?
Couple hundred.
You know you had contact with them within the last several months before you arriving in Saltmarsh, because they too were experiencing problems in the forest. But the wear on the village looks like it's centuries old.
Yeah. So yeah, it looks like it's been abandoned for at least a couple hundred years, but I know we've interacted with them within the last year.
This doesn't look good, then.
Oh, this is problematic.
It's okay. When we find problem, punch.
No sooner does Gouda plant his fist into his other hand.
Then his hand comes off.
He blows his hand off.
That everyone standing and facing him sees a light kind of come on behind him. And the light in the distance seems to resemble the first light that you encountered for that... cottage there.
Nope, it ain't happening. We are not going towards that light. Damien's just shaking his head.
Gouda, look behind you. There's another light in the distance. Yeah, over at the Frankenstein place.
Wait, what'd you say? It's about 240 feet away.
You can see 120 feet. It's more than 120 feet.
Is it about 240?
It is more than 120. I don't know what you want from me when beyond that is pure black for you.
It's one of those I can shoot my Eldritch Blast 240 feet.
Might as well.
No one's saying you can't try.
We ain't gonna tell you what to do, man.
By all means.
Yeah, go for it.
You might as well. We are stuck in an abandoned forest, an abandoned village.
With another little flamey.
With
flamey
a flame. Fucking stupid light that literally got us in trouble last time. You might as well just Eldritch Blast that shit.
Hey, there was some wheel to that woe.
We got rest. We got clothes.
I mean, I guess I do
got special nice stones.
Okay, wait. If this has all been hallucination... Are we going to come out of the forest? Your head's going to be... The head's going to be missing. The clothes are going to be missing.
It's going to be naked?
It wouldn't be the first time, honestly.
It would not. I mean, Damien's
been here before.
Damien's poor personality is taking a turn for its worst, though. He used to be so positive and optimistic, and now it's just like...
Damien's seen some shit.
Hey, when you go out and experience the real world, man, it's
when you get when you die from a vampire sucking your blood.
When you walk
know?
Out of your cozy little Neverwinter suburb into Saltmarsh, this is what happens.
Which I realize that Damien and Lyra are from the same town.
Not like Saltmarsh. No, I'm kind of like a. Yeah, I'm from like a city. Like
We both. Yeah. You established that you were from Neverwinter, and I also established that I was from Neverwinter.
How have we never met before?
I know, right? Except Neverwinter is a really big city, right?
It's massive.
Yeah, so it's possible. Okay.
Yeah.
And also, you being a cleric, you probably wouldn't have mingled with the people that Damien would mingle with.
Which is, like, the bars.
Could Lyra start, like, looking around the village and see if there's any clues or anything?
What kind of clues?
Like, just to see, like...
Where they went.
Were things left out? Like, was it, you know... Like, is this like a thing where, like, their minds were taken control of and they just left the coffee pot on, you know?
You can roll me some investigation.
Did they all just die in place? Are they dead?
I'll assist with
that. Are they all just inside?
Yeah.
Are there skeletons?
You're assisting?
Yep.
It's better. That is a 17.
While you're poking through the remnants of this archaic-looking village, everything looks like people were going about their day-to-day lives. Old, withered scraps of what used to be moldy food is, like, just still on some plates there. You know, different studying materials set out on some desks through the place, what's left of the pages there. Yeah, it looks like whatever happened, happened. What are we doing?
I think he was in the middle of firing an Eldritch Blast at the fire.
I'm attacking the darkness.
I'm attacking the darkness. Firing both beams.
Holy shit. Math is hard. 25 for both?
You fire your beams into the distance. And you see them all of a sudden kind of disappear into the illuminated area there. Then in the distance, you see two more beams, and they appear to be getting closer.
Guys, should move.
I have a 3 and a nat 20.
No.
Their beam's backing at you.
Cool.
What's the damage die?
I haven't rolled it yet.
It's a D10.
I guess I just need to roll one because the other one
missed. Well, it's a critical, so I need a...
Motherfucker. 11. Hold on. Because I have Agonizing Blast, it's also plus 4, so 15.
To each beam?
No.
To one beam, because the other one missed. So I get knocked on my ass by one beam as the other one just flies.
Lyra comes out of one of these huts and just sees...
Oh, like I get knocked back like 10 feet.
Oh, you hit yourself with your own spell.
Oh.
That's what you get.
They're not supposed to come back.
No,
roll me an arcana really quick.
21.
You assume it was some kind of counter spell.
Cool.
Counterspell doesn't usually reflect it.
Some kind of counterspell.
We're dealing with some powerful bitches here.
I punch the powerful bitches.
Well, let's go see which bitch is there.
Might as well. Don't have a choice. Trapped with you guys. Let's go.
Naruto run. No, I'm just kidding.
I seem to have hit myself pretty hard. Can I have a...
Yeah. I mean, your choice. Healing potion or spell?
Do the potion to save your spell slots.
Yeah.
Okay. 2d4 plus 2.
Come on, maximum.
Don't you have like 50 health anyway, so you're fine?
I literally hit myself for 15 of my 39.
Almost half. Damn. I mean, I've got a cure wounds here. I can do it for you real quick if you want.
I think I'm functional for now.
For now.
Same marching order?
Yep.
Or do you want Lyra to take the lead since you're...
Yeah, just Lyra and...
Yeah, that's fine.
Lyra and the Herald switch places here.
Anyway... What's going on, guys?
I have no fucking idea what's going on.
We're fucking walking.
I guess we're walking towards the fucking evil light.
Lyra suggested it, and
yes, we're moving towards the fucking light.
Okay, we're moving
I agree.
The
quietly?
Yes.
Stealthily?
Yes.
Everybody?
As stealthily as you can. Yes. In this
yep.
Dank
roll me some.
Let's do this shit.
Can we get some pass without trace again?
I mean, it could. I've only got two more
14
spell
plus 7.
Slots.
Don't worry about it. I just got an at 20, so you're good. John. Oh God. God damn it, John.
Really?
Oh.
How bad?
76 bad.
God damn it.
Oh, God, no!
100 bad.
No, that's 70.
Is that? No, that's 10. A 10.
And a 0, so you are just 10.
That's 10%.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're just 10% failure. He is 76% failure.
I haven't rolled yet, but I roll with disadvantage. Yeah.
That's what I'm afraid of. I thought you were going to be the problem.
No, I mean, but it's only 6.
It's not
so.
Be rather. 21! Woo-woo!
I love you guys. You're all going to die.
When?
Yeah!
Are we dead yet? Can we just die?
Honestly, I'm literally waiting for all of us to die. There's been way too many times where we've almost died. Like, too close for comfort died.
Come on,
died.
People always bitch about how easy 5e is. Let's show them how punishing it can be.
To ourselves!
You guys mostly do this to yourselves.
So we had 2 failures.
critical failures.
Was Gouda pro stealth or is he?
Gouda was pro stealth. So that was my stealth roll. I failed.
So John, 13 bludgeoning damage.
Uh huh.
As you guys line up to stealth forward, Zimfer is not paying enough attention here, and he steps on a large branch, and under his weight, it snaps in two. The loud snap sets Gouda off, who is a little too on edge and ready to punch something. As he turns around to try and get an eye on it and you ready up, he does not stop moving, and he continues backwards, slightly off course, into an open area, where a giant great club comes swinging from behind a great tree and knocks him 10 feet away.
Ah! Oh.
And a ogre comes, stumbling out from behind it.
Ah, shit.
Staring you down.
Roll initiative? Wait, are ogres smart enough to be reasoned with?
Yes. Everyone roll me initiative.
My initiative is 16.
Same.
20.
All right, we got to roll
22.
Lyra.
14.
16. He's before me.
Perfect. The ogre comes into view. And as he's kind of standing there, he grumbles a little bit. You find yourself surrounded by four of more of those jackalwares that come up behind you. Gouda, I assume you go to stand up?
Yep.
Cool. So you go to stand up, and you guys ready up or kind of take in your surroundings here? And then a voice kind of pierces through, and it says, now, my darlings, there's no need to fight. And as you guys turn around, you see the hag kind of hobbling towards you, almost clear as day, even with the darkness even just kind of around her. There's no need to fight today. I can simply let you go for a small favor.
What's the favor?
Oh, it's funny you should ask, young man. I think you would suffice.
What?
I don't like this.
Wait, I don't like this either anymore. Never mind.
I didn't like it to begin with.
You want to keep our friend here?
There is more happening here than you can comprehend. You can try and fight me. Maybe you'll win. Or maybe you'll suffer for eternity under my magic and the magic of others. In a simple exchange of your freedom, I just ask for one pure like soul.
I'm not pure.
I rush the hag.
We're
doing it.
Okay. Yeah, and don't let them take my fragile, soft, creamy 16. Body.
16?
It's a hit.
High or low?
High.
Oh. Hits.
Okay. 10 bludgeoning damage.
Cool. Describe that killing blow.
As you go to dart towards the hag, the ogre reaches out and swats you to the side with his club.
Oh, all right. Ogre's all the way over here with her.
No, he took an opportunity attack.
Yeah.
You got knocked 10 feet from it.
It has a 10-foot reach.
It ain't here to fuck around.
Oh, all right.
Don't fight against it. Just say the ogre. Just
collect your friend. Leave this one.
Leave the pretty one.
And get out.
Lyra, you don't have anything to say.
I, as Josh, want to cast Shatter on her dumbass. Wait. No, hags aren't undead, are they?
Nope.
Fuck, okay. Well, actually, okay, then I'll just... Yeah. But I don't want to make the decision that we're going to stand and fight for the rest of the party, because I did that with the vampire,
like those other
and
times.
We almost died.
No, that was Gouda again who made the decision. Remember, he bum rushed.
I swung at the vampire last time.
Yeah,
although
you did.
Gouda, I guess, did engage, but she's giving us another out, and I don't want to make that decision.
You know, I know that wasn't the smartest thing to do because the ogre was right there, but I feel like it's the thing Gouda would have done.
Totally.
I mean, you did it with the vampire, so I mean, Maybe you thought you can punch it with your magical powers.
I did.
Hindsight? Dodge first.
No, I like I said, I know that wasn't the smart way to go about that, but it's what Gouda would have done.
Okay, okay. Like, not even worrying about it, just, okay. That's fair.
And now Gouda's dead.
Well, are you, he's dying.
You're only making throws, right? You're not dead dead.
Yeah, I'm negative two.
Okay.
Two, okay.
I was just like, fuck, dude. What is the move here, guys? Surrender? Fight? Run?
Make Davian become a slave boy?
I don't think that's going to be what happens.
She's probably going to kill you and bury you so you become a vampire.
Yeah, what are you going to do to Damien here?
You don't even have to ask that. You know that hags are, they revel in corruption. Anything pure, they love to twist and turn and torment.
Oh, shit, she's going to take my virginity.
And turn it against that.
Oh, God. Damien's like, oh. Yeah.
Essentially destroying any essence of good or innocence.
Yeah, that's not something that Lyra can really let happen here.
Yeah, she's going to take my virginity, man.
Yeah, Zinfer isn't down for dealing with something that's part of corrupting the forest.
I was supposed to wait for my
Zinfer
one
isn't
true
down
love.
With dealing amicably with something that's corrupting the forest.
Okay.
Shatter.
Wait, didn't we have to roll?
Well, we're not doing initiative. You guys have an initiative, so if this is how you decide, that's fine, but you're going to wait.
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
So
that's the move? You just
Lyra squares up.
Okay.
Ready to go.
Okay. Gouda. Gouda.
Yes.
Gouda's...
Death saving throw, please.
Yep. Sorry, I forgot that I have to pay attention. To
you're good.
That's a fail.
Can someone get to him?
There's only two. Okay. That one only
Damien.
This is two.
Let's try Crown of Madness again.
On
the ogre.
On the ogre.
On the ogre.
I believe Crown of Madness says humanoid specifically, correct?
Is the ogre not a humanoid?
It's not.
Damn.
No, it doesn't. Oh, one humanoid of your choice. It's not a humanoid?
No, it's a giant.
Fuck me.
Sorry.
All right, let's do the jackal. Let's do the jackal to my left.
Okay.
Next to the yogurt.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Wisdom save?
Yeah.
How is a six?
Nah.
Okay.
Definitely not.
So that is going to be jackal number four, and it is under your control.
Yay! It's going to try it. It's going to attack the yogurt.
The yogurt?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good.
It's turn. Yeah.
That's your whole turn?
Oh, no. Let's do Bardic Inspirations.
To who?
Harold. Go, Harry.
Yay.
Harry Potter. Go.
Harry gets an inspiration?
Harry gets an inspiration.
Perfect.
You're inspired, Harry.
Zinfer.
The ogre has a 10-foot reach, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Chris, I'm beefier. I can run in and heal.
You might want
to
heal.
That way you don't have to worry about taking the hit.
I'm going to be honest with you. I would not risk taking a hit from that ogre.
It's only 2d8.
Well, I could move around it.
You shouldn't do 2d8.
No matter what, I would try, my thing, your priority should be saving John. That'd be my choice, too, because we're going to need him.
That's what I'm thinking, but you go last, so in that case, I will definitely make that play. So I'm going to skirt the ogre's
range. He doesn't get attack of opportunity. Oh, okay. I was going to say, he doesn't get attack of opportunity for you entering it. It's just you leaving it.
You're good.
And that's all my movement. I'm going to cast a level 2 spell slot for Cure Wounds. Plus 5, so 13.
All right.
Yay!
Or 12.
I'm positive now.
It's 13.
So, that's going to be... There we go.
I'm going to bonus action cast Magic Stone.
Describe healing him and waking him up.
The kiss of love.
This isn't Damien casting beauty.
It. Like Andre the Giant, just pick him up and set him on his feet. Heal.
Yeah, that sounds better. I'm going to like
now.
Rush up to him and get on my knees and, I don't know how the spell works, but it's touch. So I'm going to lay my hands on him and beseech the spirits to heal him.
Like vines come out of your hands and disappear into my body.
Green motes of energy and whatnot. and then I'll just grab you and stand you up for you.
And all good put you on your feet. A owlbear head.
And Gouda just like, he kind of like stands there, opens his eyes. Oh. Ah!
Harry.
Harry and the Henderson is going to summon his tentacle. Rot-her.
Okay.
And it's going to attack the witch bitch.
Yep.
Slimy.
Oh, Harold. That is a 26 to hit.
That probably hits.
What should I go with, lightning or cold for this guy?
I'm guessing cold would be not very effective against a death. Well, it's not dead, so.
Probably doesn't matter either way.
I say without metagaming here, I cannot tell you the right answer.
I was just posing a fun question. We're going to go cold damage.
Okay.
And that is 10 cold damage. And her speed is reduced by 10. Okay. Her movement speed is reduced by 10.
Okay.
And then that's my bonus action. As my main action, I'm going to use a spell slot and use mirror image on myself.
Perfect.
That's my turn.
So the jackalwares will move in. We're going to have number one attack Harold here. 22 to hit.
Okay.
Number two attacks Lyra.
Sure.
23 to hit.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Number three attacks Zimfer. 15 to hit.
That matches.
And it's a 57.